just see emergency red. As cynical as a tank captain. Dirty, we met in the shelter. We live in the shelter. Held captive, elevating a pattern drunk captain. Dirty, we grow in the shelter. We thrive in the shelter.
Stupid. Yeah. that weird ending. There's that weird ending. There it is. Ta-da. Just throw it in there. You're listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner, and we're featuring three artists in this hour. And kicking off the set was Limblifter, a great band out of Saskatchewan. Well, yeah, one part Saskatchewan, the other part BC. No, I think they all met in Saskatoon. That's right. My brain isn't working today. Saskatoon in the early 90s, it was a two brothers set, the Dahl Brothers and the Kern Brothers, that sort of thing. No, that's Age of Electric, the band before Limblifter. Oh my God, what's wrong with me today? Well, it's Steel City Music, it's Gunner. I'm having a mental breakdown again. There you go. Still to come, the Fool's Union out of Hamilton, Ontario. But this next act, always dug in the early 90s. I remember first hearing this in like 1991, 92. This band came on my radar. Actually, probably before that, like 1990. To me, it was all about having that little bit of country kind of rock vibe that could kick into a bigger rock vibe sort of thing. Boulay boots. I had a pair of Boulay boot cowboy boots. For some strange reason, there was an era in the summertime where bands would wear chaps, and I would see these promo pictures at the Corktown when I was a kid, all these bands wearing chaps out of Toronto, and not ass chaps, you know, the chaps, you know, the country, whatever, you wear them and then you get over top of the white shirt. So there you go. So there's a whole bunch of country-esque type bands from that timeline that were wearing them. The Saddle Tramps, for one, that came out in that era. Our dear departed friend Mike Northcutt, I remember him wearing them. The Monday Nuns, Gene Champagne and Mike Troublecock, they wore cowboy boots and these type of clothing. And I had a pair. And this band, the Bodines, I saw the video and I went, oh, wow, this is like really cool. So it was just, that's where it, the kind of era, the memory that it attaches with me. And then it just kind of disappeared. The music was good. The band's good. Solid band. I'm just kind of happy that that fashion kind of disappeared because my boots always stank. I don't know. How do you keep a cowboy boot from not smelling? That's my thing, you know. It was either that or people wore Doc Martens. Oh, Doc Martens, most comfortable boot on the planet. Yeah, they smell. Shut up. But anyway, back to the Bodines. We're going to spin some tracks from them. Live version of Idaho as well is in this set of music. Forever Young, The Wild Ones. It has that early 90s, late 80s kind of vibe to it. Good Thing in this track as well. But starting things off, one of their coolest tracks, Fade Away. Bodines, Steel City Music.
Oh,
one.
It's different than... This is called Idaho.
better clap for that.
Yeah. That's a very good rendition. Good live version, man. Bodine's Idaho right there for you. Steel City Music, your host Gunner. And in this hour, we have been featuring three acts. Well, two so far. And now this third act to close out this hour of music. I chose a Hamilton, Ontario band, Fools Union. They've had so many names over the years. The Mississippi Kings. I don't know. There was one something about crying. I don't know. It was one before that. I know they had a bunch of different people in the band. I know they were all like 6 or 7 years of age when I first saw them play at the Casbah. And I remember, I always love the story of them telling me when they were in their early 20s, if we're doing this when we're 30, we're just going to quit. I like reminding them of that. Are you still going to quit, guys? We're pushing your 40s, huh? Still going to quit, huh? I think what's their saving grace is John Daly. John Daly has saved this band with his enthusiasm. I'm pretty sure Marini and Senior Klingon. Yeah, that's right. John Daly saved this band. That's right. Yeah. Pete Moore, more than anything, probably saved the band. So I took, put four tracks together. And they're a straight up rock and roll style of band. But I do, what I do enjoy about them is when they do a softer song from time to time. I think Sino's voices, vocals on it, really tend to soar and show the soul of this band with his vocals and what he lends to a song. So that's why I chose the band. I think they're good guys. It's good music. And I think people like that need support. You know what I mean? So there you go. And good on them that they keep doing it. So we're going to hear Maniacs, which was, I think they released like a month or 2 months ago. Another track called Live Action. And I'm a Given. Just Google them up. Go on Facebook. You'll find them. Fools Union. But kicking things off, a rocker. You know, straight up. Let's go. That kind of vibe. Breakthrough. Fools Union. Steel City Music.
Yeah.
maniac for you. Hey girl, do you like what you see? 'Cause everybody around here thinks I'm crazy. Just give me one more chance and I'll do it again. Oh boy, look in my mind, I'm a maniac, maniac, it's true. Oh boy, look in my mind, look in my mind. Maniac for you. Hey girl, can you see through my stare? 'Cause my friends say that I'm going nowhere. What they say to me, it just can't be true. Oh boy, look in my mind, I'm a maniac, maniac, it's true. Oh boy, look in my mind, look in my mind. Oh boy,
this is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air. What you want?